Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. So today we're going to be talking about the book chat book of the month for March, which is The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be by Jack Canfield. As your chief encourager, I do the book chats because I want to invite you in to read along with the books that I'm reading. The goal is to offer you new information, ideas, and concepts. I don't know about you, but I know that consuming quality information just makes me better. It helps to get my mind going. It makes me think more. It makes me creative. It just makes me better. So now moving right along to get this book chat started. So the March book chat book of the month is The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. It's the 10th anniversary edition, and it's the 10th anniversary edition, so it's a re-release. It was originally released 10 years ago, but recently re-released, or sort of recently, in January of 2015. The author, Jack Canfield, is an award-winning speaker and internationally recognized leader in personal development and peak performance strategy. He's also co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, which you may have heard of. It's kind of like a big deal. Everybody knows about that book. He's taught millions of individuals his modernized formulas for success. And he now actually has a certificate program where he trains and teaches his content and methodology all over the world. He's also the co-author and author of more than 150 books. So he definitely knows the book game. He knows what he's doing when it comes to delivering that good content in book format. So how did I come to read The Success Principles? I was actually watching an episode of Oprah's Super Soul Sunday, and Jack was a guest. They were talking about how to fulfill your soul's passion, as well as some different concepts from his book, The Success Principles. And I liked what he was talking about. I liked the concepts that they were covering. And so I was interested. And with that being said, a few days later, I went to the bookstore and I got the book. Now, if you're new to our book chat book of the month situation over here, this is how it's going to go. I'll tell you my five faves about the book, and hopefully you'll pick up a new gem of information that will make you think, offer a new perspective, or make you say, dang, I need to go read that book. In which case, then you can go to lifeaccordingtoher.com, click on the book tab, and order your copy. So hopping into The Success Principles and my thoughts off top, this book is everything. It did not disappoint. It absolutely did not disappoint. From the beginning, you know that Jack is going to be talking to you about practical and simple concepts that are not exactly foreign, yet the introduction of the principles is still refreshing. There are 67 principles, with some of them including things like develop 4 new success habits a year, acknowledge your positive past, keep your agreements, and find a way to serve. So when you think of something like find a way to serve, that seems to be like simple, right? You're like, oh, I kind of can figure out what he's going to say. It's not the simplicity in the content. It's the way of thinking, the way of sort of, it's what he does with everything, the way it's like positioning this content to you so that it's a simple idea, but it's getting you to sort of reframe your thought process behind these ideas and giving you ways to take action in implementing some of these different principles in your life. Ways that maybe you haven't really thought of before, or maybe you've thought of, maybe you've tried, maybe you've started, but you just didn't articulate them in this way, or you didn't really know what you were doing. You were just going off your instinct. Now we'll go ahead and get into my five faves from the book. So my first fave was that the success principles really encourages you in so many ways to take action with your vision for your life. Jack talks about this come as you will be party that he hosted for his coaching clients. And the idea is to come to this mixer full of like students, you know, everybody's students, everybody's on the same level playing field, but you come in full character as who you want to be in the future. It's a chance for you to pretty much act out your dreams and speak them into existence by chatting as though they are. And you're with other people who are also playing along. So it gives you an opportunity to really get into it and not so much feel like you're faking it and not just, you know, staring in the mirror and talking about the things that you want to do or utilizing affirmations. It's like really action. And he even went so far as to say that some of the people had props. Some of the people had different items on their person or that they brought, you know, to sort of make the story more convincing as though they were the pitcher for the Giants or, you know, a billionaire who owned a yacht. Like, they just really got into it. And the more that people got into it, I think the more that it served them, because he did say that there were quite a few people who had gone through this exercise and gone through this training, who then made the things that they were pretending to be real, they made them real life years down the line. So I thought that that was pretty cool to read that. My next fave is that I quickly learned that this book is full of action exercises. It's things that you can participate in. Jack suggests reading the book once, then rereading it and digging in, but I just couldn't help myself because I like the call to action. I like to get into action. I like to dig into things. So some of the things that you encounter initially or right off is like the life purpose statement. He's talking about how you sort of have to give yourself direction in your life and you have to create a purpose statement. He walks you through creating that purpose statement. And then there was another one where you make a list of things that you really want to do or that you really want. It's like the what do I really want list. And it's exactly how it sounds. You keep answering that question, what do I really want? And you just keep making a running list. What do I really want? What do I really want? And he says that initially you start to list the surface things. Like, oh, I want a new car. I want, and you might say a specific car. Like me, you guys know I want a Maserati. So it might be like, oh, I want a Maserati. Oh, I want a house on a hill. Oh, I want a beach house in Malibu. I want to be the CEO of a company. I want to travel the world for a year. Initially, he says it might be a lot of these types of things. But then as you continue to dig and go deeper, you start to get to some of the very basic needs and things that we want as humans. Oh, I want to be liked. I want to be loved. I want to be appreciated. I want to be a person who has influence. I want to be a person who is cared about. You know, all of these things that have nothing to do with material things. They're more of the emotional things. So I think it's more so like you start off with the material things, and then as you continue to answer the question, what do I really want? You start to peel back the layers and you get down to the human side of the things that you really want. But the one exercise that I really liked was the success list. And I have not gotten started on this list, but I know that it is easy to focus on what you haven't done yet, so much so that we forget about or overlook the things that we have accomplished. So I'm going to get started on my success list probably this week. It's on my to-do list. And once I finish it, I'll probably share mine and encourage you guys to complete your own success list and share if you want, or if not, just do it. Because it's going through and making a list of 100 things that you have been successful at. And I think I'll talk about this more on another episode once I actually complete my success list. So my third fave from the book is that Jack brings us into a world of using feedback to our advantage with the 19th principle. He covers ways that we respond and shares how actually asking for feedback can benefit us and keep us on track in life. And two questions that he suggests that you ask seem to be helpful. The first one is, how do you see me limiting myself? He suggests that you ask that question of people around you, maybe people that know you, maybe colleagues, people that know you very well, or maybe people that don't know you as well, but they know you enough. He says to ask the question, you know, how do you see me limiting myself? Because that may give you some insight into some things that you're overlooking or that you're not realizing that you're doing or not doing. And the second question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate XYZ? So Jack gives an example of how he does this with his wife on a regular basis. He asks her the question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate our relationship? And she'll give her answer. And then, like he said, one day, she said it was like a 7. And he's like, the follow-up question to that is, what could I do to make it a 10? What can I do to make it better, pretty much? So, you know how it is with relationships, especially husband and wife. She then, of course, gave him a laundry list of things that he could have done, you know, around, I'm guessing, that time frame to actually make it better. Come home from work earlier, you know, take out the trash. All these things that a partner in a relationship would say to hopefully get their partner to understand where their shortcomings may be at the time. But the question seems to be very helpful in a lot of different areas in life because it allows you to get that feedback and it helps you to understand maybe how things are perceived or being received from another person's perspective. It allows you to dig a bit deeper. But I think that you should ask this question and take this approach when you're ready. Because a lot of us are not ready for the feedback. We're not ready for the real answer. We want to live in the sugar-coated world. So if you're not quite ready for the answer that somebody's going to give you, don't ask the question. Ask when you know that you're ready to make improvements in your mind, in your heart, and your person is open for the constructive criticism, sort of, because that's what it probably will end up being. My fourth fave is that this is another book that's written in a practical daily conversation type of way, which made it easy to follow along with and really grasp the concepts. Because like I said, there are, 67 principles? So it can easily get, some of this stuff can easily get lost on you if it was just like a little too high concept and going over people's heads. So I like that it's really, really relatable. And I also really enjoyed the way that Jack incorporates storytelling in this book. He told stories of people in general to illustrate some of the principles, as well as people who had read the book and implemented some of the practices over the years and had seen results. Because like I said, this book originally, this was a 10th anniversary release. So this book came out before. So he's had time to work with people, to coach them through reading this book, to see what the results are, to sort of like test and to sort of like have some trial and error and to experiment with people to see what some of their results have been. So I really like the storytelling and the incorporating of real people's real stories with some of the principles that he's talking about. And although I've never read Chicken Soup for the Soul, I know, I'm guessing that he used some of the same or similar strategies with that book, telling people stories, and that helped to make it a hit. You know, he also talks about some of the specific tactics that they use to make that book a hit. He definitely wasn't shy about sharing what they did to sort of get the marketing off the ground because they had high expectations. They wanted to sell 1 million copies out the gate, you know, being like relatively unknown authors and everything and not signing with a major imprint. He talked about how they were relentless. They wouldn't give up. They kept trying to get a deal. They were denied by almost every publisher. And then they went to this huge event, publishing event, and they went to every little indie publisher and everybody else and pitched the book. And nobody was biting. But finally, they found one person to bite. And he talks about that in terms of perseverance. Doesn't matter what kind of nose you're getting, what kind of response you're getting to the things that you want to do or the things that you want to achieve and see happen in your life. Keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Especially if you believe in it. So had they given up and stopped with some of the early rejections that they got, they wouldn't have made it to the point where this book actually was like a bestseller for like a crazy amount of time and made millions of dollars. I can't remember the exact figures, but he definitely mentioned more specific figures in the book. And they did really, really well with this book. Now, my fifth fave was that it was so unexpected too. It was that when you get almost to the end of the book, you find this little 5x7 insert that has links to like a 10-day transformation online course and an instructor's guide to lead you so that you can lead your own success principles study groups. So it's like a little flyer and it has all this information basically to keep you going, to keep you taking action, to keep you engaged. And I thought that that was like so genius because I haven't encountered anything like that in a book that I've read thus far. And they're free. These things are free. And I'll put them in the show notes so you can click on these links and look them up yourself. But I think it's really great to have something like a Success Principles study group guide. If you're reading this book in real time with your friends or something, you guys can get together and you can make that impact of the knowledge that you've gained and the information that you've gained. You can make that even greater by taking some action, having some conversation, bouncing ideas off of each other. You can really use it as an opportunity for even more growth and even more learning. So I think that's really dope that he included that insert with this study group guide. And I also ended up, because of that insert, I ended up looking into Jack's Success Principles coaching program where you can get certified to teach his success principles. And that's another genius thing of adding that insert. I would have never even known that he offered coaching and that he offered a online course in a specific program that you can go through had I not read that insert and had that insert in that book. So as a result, I take my little busybody self over to his website. I poke around. I see that he has a course and I ended up calling. I ended up calling and I spoke to someone in his office and she was telling me that basically this course and this program, he used to teach it all over the world like once or twice a year, but people would have to like commit to coming for like 2 weeks. They'd have to take off work. Some people had families, all these different obligations that people were sacrificing to make it to this training. So obviously jumping into the new age way of things, he realized that an online course might be a great idea. So now you can take this online course from the comfort of your home. It is an investment. I definitely looked into the pricing. It is an investment. But once you take the course, you can then become certified with Jack Seal to then teach the success principles to other people. And some of the people that currently utilize the success principles and teach them are teachers. They use them in the classroom with their kids, community leaders, HR reps. And I think I even read where they use them in prisons as well, to help prisoners with reform and stuff. So his success principles, like I said, a lot of them are simple, but it's the presentation, it's the storytelling, it's the action items that he gives you. It's all of the things put together as a collective that make them powerful, that make them useful, and that make them something worth looking into and investing in for yourself. So overall, I would absolutely recommend this book to anyone at almost any stage in their life. It's broken down into multiple sections. So I'm sure that, you know, although it's really, really long, it's a thick book. I mean, the pages are thin, but it's still a thick book. So you have to be committed to reading it, but you don't necessarily have to commit to reading it all at once in one time frame. You can probably sift through and get what you need when you need it, since it's broken down into different sections. Well, that does it for the March Book Chat, Book of the Month. Once again, the book is The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And as always, thank you for joining me, and keep killing it.